I want to welcome everyone to Illinois. We do believe in working together as a team, a family in Illinois. It's 13 million people almost in our state. We're the fifth largest state. And receiving this grant from the Dunham Fund and being able to work with the Rockefeller Foundation on something that really is special. We have to take the ideas of social impact bonds and implement them in real life. And we're in the heart of the heartland, right in the middle of our country, and we do want to show how this great concept can work in practice. We have challenges. We just heard about asthma in California. We have almost 1 million people with asthma in Illinois. We have challenges with respect to repeat offenders. About half of the folks who go to our state prison system unfortunately come back. We want to deal with that issue. High school graduation rates. It's so important to make sure that we get young people at least through high school and hopefully beyond. But those are social challenges that affect our whole society. And that's the whole idea of social impact bonds, that we work together as a society to deal with these challenging and vexing issues that affect the health of our society, whether it's the physical health or the moral health. To make sure that we do things in a proper way and that we are using our our resources in a positive way. Our state, like many other states, is financially challenged. So with social impact bonds, there's an opportunity to use private sector funding in a creative way to get good outcomes. So I really look forward to working with everyone here, with the folks at Harvard, with the Social Impact Bond Laboratory. We have work to do all across Illinois. And today, this is a special day for our state. I know the state of Massachusetts and New York City have embarked on this journey. We're on board, too, right in the middle of the United States. And together we can make the will of people the law of the land. Thank you very much.
And now the state's local partner and our local partner, Ryan Malley from the Dunham Fund.
Governor Quinn's task force on social innovation, entrepreneurship, and enterprise was at this same time considering ways to strengthen Illinois' ability to scale and sustain innovative social programs. Under the leadership of Chairperson Mark Lane, the task force was already considering social impact bonds as one of a variety of tools that could position Illinois as a hub for social innovation and a preferred location for social entrepreneurs to incorporate and operate. The governor was certainly foresighted in creating the task force, recognizing not just the needs of our fellow Illinoisans, but the inherent potential of social entrepreneurship for job and economic growth.
Okay. Why don't we get a little closer together? We'll have everybody stand together. Well, number one, we're very, very grateful to everyone for coming to this gathering in Chicago, Illinois. Foundations from across this country have joined really for the last several days to discuss important things for the future of our country and very creative ideas. And one of them is called social impact bonds. And we're interested in this in Illinois. We're very grateful to a Illinois foundation, the Dunham Fund, that is funding more than $250,000, our first, journey into social impact bonding. We want to work with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Harvard School, Kennedy School of Government. They have a social impact bond laboratory. And we're going to hear a little bit about what social impact bonds are. But basically, the concept is to try and get private investors working with government and with not-for-profit organizations that have programs that work, that have good outcomes, programs that really help everyday people. For example, we want our kids to graduate from school. We don't want them dropping out. There's some very creative programs that keep kids in school and help them get that diploma. Same way with dealing with an issue like asthma. Asthma is a chronic disease that affects over 1 million people in our state of Illinois. Well, there are specific programs, community programs, that are very successful at helping people deal with the asthma issue and control that so that they don't have to be admitted to the hospital day after day. Another example of social impact bonds is helping people who have committed a crime, have served their time, who come back to the community. We don't want them repeating their offenses and going back to prison. We want to end that kind of repeat offending type of situation. Again, there are local programs that work in the community that we want to invest in, so we make that possible in more communities so that we have people who get a second chance at life, go forward and do positive things. Those are just a few examples. We have to work together in Illinois with our state government, with our local community organizations, with great foundations like the Rockefeller Foundation and the Dunham Fund, and we're embarking on this journey. Today's the first day for Illinois, but we look forward to working on this. And Vicki, why don't you say a few more words about this?
I'm Judith Roden, the president of the Rockefeller Foundation. So what is a social impact bond? A social impact bond takes a proven intervention, whether it's reducing recidivism or asthma or hopelessness, that is generally done by a non-governmental organization, and uses funding to now take this proven intervention to scale by having private investors actually invest in a bond to provide the financing. So it takes government really out of the pressure of funding many of these proven interventions, gives a private investor who's looking for both social returns and financial returns a chance to do well by doing good, and gives government, often now, maybe especially now when it's strapped for money, a chance to be there in the innovation cycle, preventing amazing services for their population. So if you've ever heard about a triple win, the social impact bond is a triple win, and we commend Governor Quinn and the state of Illinois for being on the forefront of this innovation. This is not high-risk innovation. The risk is taken by the private investors. So this is a wonderful government opportunity to really innovate and create and do something bold for its citizens. So, Governor, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Judith. And thank you very, very much for the commitment of Rockefeller Foundation, one of the major foundations in our country, working with a local foundation that is helping provide funds. Why don't you come forward and tell us about that as well?
I'm Ryan Maley at the Dunham Fund. The Dunham Fund operates in Aurora, Illinois, the second largest city in the state. And we're very much aware that we may face the challenges that the rest of our fellow Illinoisans do, and indeed the rest of the country. So using this idea that Rockefeller has developed, we decided that we needed to bring this to Illinois. It's good for the citizens of Aurora. Hopefully our local not-for-profits can grow and expand those services, and for other not-for-profits to grow into our community. And again, we're just trying to help our citizens of Illinois. That's what the Dunham Fund does, and we appreciate very much the Governor's Task Force on Social Entrepreneurship, which perhaps started this, and Governor Quinn's leadership on this issue.
And Ryan, you might say how much money the fund is investing.
We're investing $274,000, which will actually help a Harvard Fellow be in the state working day-to-day with the Governor's staff and those legislature to implement this.
Really?
It's great.
And Judith, just say a few things about other places that have done this social impact bond.
Rockefeller has put about $40 million now to invent and promote this infrastructure around the world. The United Kingdom actually is the first country that has been really innovative around impact investing and social impact bonds, and they've been using the money to develop programs in prisons to reduce juvenile recidivism, where they had a 60% reoffending rate within about the first 5 months. So you can see the benefit to government in terms of saving money if this kind of program takes hold. They have catalyzed the private investment community, and there's been a lot of innovation on the part of investors who now see that there really are opportunities to get double bottom line returns. So creating the metrics, creating the infrastructure that allows the investor to do the kind of social due diligence as well as the financial due diligence intelligence not only helps to bring new funding into providing social services for all of our citizens across so many areas, but really makes social service delivery more rigorous because the metrics are now really getting stepped up. The metrics are getting used by everyone, and so we see a lot of innovation in the UK. Australia has really grabbed this idea as well, and we're seeing those bonds take off. We're providing support to the new president of Mexico, who's also interested in moving in this direction. But of course, we were most eager to bring it home. And so seeing it take off with creative, innovative governors across the United States is really a funder's dream. And again, we thank the governor for this.
Well, I was just in Mexico visiting on a trade mission, and we have a lot of things we can work together on, and I hope this is one of them. Already the state of Massachusetts and New York City are involved in the social impact bonding. I think I heard also Fresno, California, mm-hmm. on the issues of challenging asthma. So this is something that we want to unlock the great power of private investing to work with the government on something that really matters. And there's a passage in scripture that says if you save one life, you save the whole world. So we're about doing that with the Dunham Fund, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Social Impact Bond Laboratory of the Kennedy School of Harvard University. So we're launching it today, and the sky's the limit. Any questions, we're glad to answer.
This is for existing program out of something like this.
Well, I think the whole idea is social innovation. There are vexing problems that we have always try to deal with. We don't want kids dropping out of high school. We want them to graduate and get a diploma and go on. We don't want people who go to prison to go back to prison after they serve their term. We have to deal with the issue of asthma, where folks don't particularly pay attention to their chronic illness, and next thing you know, they're readmitted to a hospital. All of these things are issues that come up day after day, and we want to use our creativity, our innovation, to come up with successful programs that have already worked in a particular community, invest in those programs so we can spread the word to other communities and help solve the problem. And we have challenges in Illinois. We're a big state, fifth largest in the country. And if we can deal with repeat offenders, kids who don't graduate from high school, and dealing with folks who have asthma challenges, those three alone are huge savings to the taxpayers. At the same time, it's huge dividends to those people who are helped and go forward in life.
Do you view this as filling a hole that government can't do or won't do because of political reasons?
No. We are very committed on all these issues right now, but we want to use every resource imaginable and every creative idea that we can come up with. And what has happened with our friends in England, as well as in other places in America, is there are social investors who want to invest in programs that are successful with outcomes at helping people get their lives better. And that's really what government ought to be doing. It's we the people. If we can come up with a creative idea, an innovative idea on helping people have a better life, so be it. It's a public-private partnership really at its best. And, you know, Ryan, why don't you talk a little bit about why Dunham got involved in this in the first place, because you're an Illinois foundation.
Well, Dunham is very concerned about our community. It's a large community with many problems, and there are many programs from around the world and around our country which are very, very successful. And the only way that we can get them to grow to meet our needs is to find innovative ways to fund it. Governments are challenged representing us. We completely understand that. And as the governor says, there is a pool of social impact investors who want to do these things, who want to help spread successful programs. And quite frankly, this is a great way to take risk out of things. We often try new programs when we're not sure about the outcomes. And this is a way for us to measure those outcomes. We'll have proven data from other places and make sure those successful programs can grow into our community.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good way to put it. And Aurora is our second largest city in Illinois. That's where the Dunham Fund is located, second to none, as you've mentioned. It's the very first city in America to have electric lights more than 100 years ago. So Aurora comes up with a lot of bright ideas, and we want to follow this idea to successful conclusion. Anytime you can get investment in something that's innovative. It might be brand new. And sometimes there's some risk involved. You know, is it going to work or not? Well, having social investors who take that risk on a successful program that then produces very good returns, the next thing you know, it can spread all across our state, across our country. And that's why we're embarking on this journey. We're very grateful to the Dunham Fund for $274,000, more than $250,000, to get going with the Rockefeller Foundation. We're not talking about chopped liver here with the Rockefeller Foundation. And they are so committed, what, $40 million you said, Judith, already to this idea that is in practice in other places on this planet. And so we've got to get involved in it, too.
You know, often we think about the problems with Wall Street, but bonds are a great Wall Street kind of structure, and so this is a way of bringing the good part of Wall Street to Main Street and really localizing in our communities the opportunity to really do good.
I just want to say one more thing. You know, we're doing a lot of bonding right now, and we have a lot of physical infrastructure bonding. It's going to be about $43 billion of physical infrastructure, roads and bridges and water systems and rail systems and high-speed internet and building schools and rebuilding schools. That's all very, very important, physical infrastructure. Having said that, this is about human infrastructure. This is about investing in everyday people. Sometimes they need a second chance. They need an opportunity, an outcome that can make their life better. We want to invest in them. We're for them. We everybody in, nobody left out. And so I'm really excited about this. I really thank you guys for coming in. We're going to make it happen.
Thanks.
Okay?